Okay.
So this is book 7, which starts, Romans 7, which starts in 1956, beginning again, or continuing with the two-dimensional electrophoresis and bovine serum. So pages 1 and 2 are just looking at some checks on the bovine sires, the sires of the animals that had been tested previously. Testing starch still, as usual. New BDH starch, one hour hydrolysis, Steinhall starch against November 25th BDH starch, with a comment that they're electrophoretically indistinguishable, except for gamma, which is rather granular and streaky. Therefore, reserve old for very important tests and 2D work where strength is imperative. So I'm still keep some on one side for the very important tests. Comments on that side. Saturday, January 28th, our family again, mother and 1-year-old twins. One-year-old twins, small volumes with difficulty. Also hemoglobin present, not clear why. A bit of difficulty with them. Comments on starch again. And then on pages 9 and 10, the breeds of the cattle and the numbers of the cattle, the designation numbers, and which type they belong to. So it's a total of, I think, of 32 samples, of which some are kept as standards. 32 samples and three sires and with the types. Back to two-dimensional electrophoresis, trying XXM buffer with narrow strips, just working out how best to make an experiment with the narrow strips. So gels were made, and two-dimensional electrophoresis, looking not perfectly happy with the strip electrophoresis, trying to make that work on pages 13 and 14, looking at strips with different concentrations of buffer, or no, different volumes of sample, different from 5 microliters, 10 microliters, but I call it in milliliters, 0.05 mil, 0.1 mil, 0.2, 0.05, 0.1, 0.2 mils, to see how much I could put on, and concluding that I can use 0.01 mils, in other words, 10 microliters, for a strip. Testing some more XXM buffer, which is a standard buffer for electrophoresis, a composition of which I don't remember. A whole bunch of papers done that way. For some reason, about that, I tried 2 samples which are rather unsatisfactory. 5 samples which look quite good, but I make the comment the results are once again disappointing. Increase the temperature 2 degrees and run for a longer time, trying to get what I think a good sample. That don't look too bad to me at this point. Page 22, temperature 26 degrees and 27 degrees in the morning. And Dave Pulick serum, I'm running the test strip between some big strips to keep the humidity up, for electrophoresis, that I get a result there that I quite like, because there's a check mark. More tests of different filter papers. Plus or minus a toxin. Dave Pulick tests plus or minus toxin and toxoid. Quite pleased with the result. Friday, February 10th, page 25, 26, and February 11th. Very promising result. Looking at it here, doesn't look very good. Tried 1% agar on a in Wattman paper. But not very satisfactory. Hamlet study, Monday, February 13th. Two-dimensional electrophoresis, there's again with XXM paper, XXM buffer, with a good check mark on it, on the gel at 12:30. Nothing very spectacular. Family studies continuing. Fraser family and Campbell family. Tuesday, March 13th, Saskorchak little lipoproteins. That's Andrew Saskorchak, who was a colleague who worked in a hospital for sick children and with whom I had constantly been in touch at various times. And he had some lipoproteins, and I ran gels on his lipoproteins. We're doing this again, March 14th, page 42 and page 41. Wet New Brunswick aqueous HCl starch used for testing lipoproteins as a background staining, as the background staining is so much less with that starch, and slices perfectly. I was happy with it. Got various results. Family study following day, March 15th. Friday, March 16th, family studies continuing. Oh, and here I have a note that I got Danish starch, and this is later on proved to be very important. Danish acetone HCl starch. The hemoglobin pattern is good on the Danish possibly better than usual, a notation added in red crayon. Even better, so later on we use Danish starch completely. Hamlet studies Saturday, the March 17th. This is for this sample from Lewis positive or Lewis negative secretors and non-secretors. See if there was any correlation. No particular good reason given. Not correct. Let's go back on that. Saturday, March 17th, these were salivas from secretors and non-secretors. I was interested in, but don't quite understand what's going on.
Ron, can you come to the...
I'll backtrack. Saturday, March 17th, page 48 and page 47, Father and Mother Fraser with two children, two female 21 and 19-year-old children. And these are Lewis secretors and non-secretors. And I wanted to check if the salivas are different. If the secretors are different. So on Monday, March 19th, I'm doing a rather normal family jowls with a Danish. Starch with salivas on page 49. Salivas were prepared from O.S. David Scott and Otto Hiller, prepared by filtration through number 54 paper. Watery fluids were produced. And on page 52, I have a sample of DAS saliva. The starch was packed into a slot loosely, a rather wide slot, and then electrophoresis. Actually, I was looking partly to see if the saliva had any hydrolytic activity with respect to starch. No enzymatic degradation noted in the starch, but some breakdown of the gel on the negative side of the slit. Family study on Tuesday, March 20th, no comment. And a big check gel on on page 56, March 21st, 20, 21 samples of 2A versus 2B, just to confirm that they're all right, cross-checked, and all are correct. An example on Friday, March 23rd, of detection of anti-A and anti-B in group 0 serum. with the antibody gel, but as usual, I don't think that's very good and not terribly worthwhile. Some more bovine samples. Saturday, March 24. Monday, more bovine checks. And here I have, this is the first time I mention his name. On page 63, telegram received from CGH showing that number 6 is 2A and number 8 is 3. Mistake was in the previous pedigree list. So I'm beginning to understand the inheritance. And CGH is Hickman, Charlie Hickman, whom I've never met, but who was sending me these blood samples from cattle. This is the first time I've put his initials that I know at this point. So he and I are working on this quite carefully. More lipoproteins from Andrew Saskorchak, March 26th, and some of the results. Don't know that they ever led anywhere, but there they are. Mm-hmm. Looking at beta lipoproteins again. And by page 70, looking at the samples again of twins and twin cattle, and looking to see if they have the, if we've assigned them. So we have these four group, 1, 2, 3, and 4 with a possible 2A again. More lipoproteins, another family study coming, nothing very notable. Keep commenting on the gels as I do the family studies of April 6, Friday, page 76, Kathy Wilkins and Nancy Wilkins, lipoproteins and zinc insulin all being done on the same day, with the comment that the gels are a bit weak and so albumin backs are too diffuse. Repeat tomorrow, etc. Use 0.024 molar borate in the future. Family studies, the Pickles family, Wilkins family. Taste of, to those who can taste, I think it's PTC, I think it's phenylthiocarbamate, I can't remember exactly what PTC is. We'll check and find out. A test on some PTC tasters, phenylthiocarbamate, as to whether there was any correlation with 2A or with 1, 2A or 2B, and have a no yes thing. And no means not a taster, and check means a taster. And Miss Lewis was type 1, and she was a taster, and I was a type 2, and not a taster. And similar things there. Scott, D.A. Scott, was a taster, and so there was no correlation between PTC and the 1A1 and 2A, 2B types. Idaho potato starch tried on April 10th, Tuesday. dry, sintered starch blocks attempted to bind grains in an open mesh structure, which would still have a wet strength. This was for loading the sample, because I'd been loading the sample with starch grains and got good results, and I was trying to make a sintered starch block that I could use. Not very successful, I think. Tested some rhesus monkeys on Thursday, April the 12th. Considerable variations in the monkeys, but not like those in humans. The hemoglobin had very little effect on the fattens. I don't think I followed it up. Family studies. With different starches. No, it was not a family study. It was Friday, April 13th, page 92, just a test of different starches. 6-hour starch, 5-hour starch, 4-hour starch of Idaho aqueous HCl hydrolyzed starch. And there's my synthetic filter paper being tested on Friday, April 13th, with comments on the following page, 94. Synthetic filter paper experiments, Roman 2, must use coarse grains. Tested the usual method. Too much clumping for separation. Etc. I got something that I thought was beautifully porous, but the wet strength is rather low. Seems over dry. Trying to get a better method of inserting samples into the gel, which later on I found a different method, which was to use vertical starch gel electrophoresis. But I haven't got there yet. April 16th, Monday, testing Danish potato starch versus Idaho. With a comment that the Idaho is not as good as expected. My synthetic filter paper, very poor, I must dry starch glue again, so synthetic filter paper wasn't working very well. I quite like the Idaho potato starch. Just still messing with starch. Wednesday, April 18th, page 100, Merck, 15%, Idaho, 14% starches, strength and texture very close. Altering the serum, altering the buffer strength should make them the same. Various hyperlipemic serum and lipoprotein runs from Sascocha. Nothing remarkable commented on. New nomenclature at last. I've now realized that haptoglobin is the correct notation. New nomenclature on page 105. HP is the locus. HPA and HPB for the two genes. Haptoglobin 1, haptoglobin type A is 1, haptoglobin type AB is 2A, haptoglobin type B is 2B. Later on we changed that to haptoglobin 1 and haptoglobin 2. As haptoglobin is a hemoglobin binding protein of serum. Thinking of HPA, HPAB and HPB for the shorthand, beginning to think of notation. I must have, at that point, have heard from Lorel, Carberto Lorel, of the haptoglobin. That my proteins were probably haptoglobins of the type described originally by Max Ferdinand Lorel. Max Ferdinand. Jail. J-A-Y-L-E. Max Ferdinand Jail. I think I've talked about him before and his son. Tried arrowroot starch. Always trying different starches. Summary on pages 109, 110 of written in Otto Hiller's writing of the of who is what type. Two B and 2A. Looking at the possible relationship to Rh disease, family Adele Ogilvy. Erythroblastalis fetalis. Rh disease. Mother is A, first child is A, second child is A, and their Rh blood groups are little c, little d, little e, big, little c, big d, big e, little c, big d, big e. Trying to understand whether there's any relationship between Rh incompatibility or the development of antibodies, which doesn't always occur in relation to the haptoglobin types. Skin sensitivity tests intradermally for secreta versus non-secreta. I don't remember exactly what that was done, but here's an example of the left arm with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sample being tested skin sensitivity, redness and so on. Photographed. This is intradermal hemorrhage about equivalent to a mosquito bite. I think I must have injected into my arm serum from these persons, not realizing I'm making myself possible antibodies against serum protein or whatever. But anyway, I had 6 samples in my left arm, and redness on Thursday. They were injected at some time or other, and at 3:45 to 4 p.m., and then red at midnight. Redness from the different samples. 1 and 4, no redness. 1 was type 1 and 4 was type 2A, etc. Photographed. Showed some bruises finally due to intradermal hemorrhage. And there's still some more on this. And on Friday, April 27th, looking at them again. Number 4 is definitely redder at 20 minutes, but etc. Three tingled for about an hour, a little red, etc. Stupid experiment. Anyway, some gels again on page 120. Looking at bovine samples, just confirming something, and a couple of infants. That were HV0, couldn't see anything. And it confirmed reports in the literature that a haptoglobin is approximately undetectable in newborns, which I had already seen. Some antibody tests again on April 28th, not very revealing. Saturday, April 28th, rather interesting. Off at 11:40 p.m. These were samples from a baby girl, Horwood, and the mother Horwood, and the mother Ogilvy. And the two mothers were both type 1. And I have a note, an extra band between slow alpha 2 and beta in both mothers. Must check normal postpartum mothers, because these mothers had some problem. They were Rh mothers, I think. But this was the beginning of my detection of what later became called the pregnancy band. So Saturday, April 28th, an extra band between slow alpha 2 and beta. Muscular dystrophy family tested Saturday, April 28th. There's bovine checks on the following day, and other samples being checked. Rh positive, hydrops fetalis again. Baby Evan, first pregnancy aborted at 4 months, second okay, third okay was exchanged because of Rh incompatibility. These were difficult samples in those days, babies who had Rh incompatible mothers and got hemolytic jaundice. These were from the Humber Memorial Hospital. And the mother, it says, the mother of a boy, Evans, will cooperate for a family study. haptoglobin detectable. May 2nd, Wednesday, page 134 and 133, Mother Fleming, note, inter SF to beta band again, added in a blue crayon, Mother Fleming. Babies with RH problems, and I remember at least witnessing the exchange procedure, these very premature and small babies, and having complete blood exchange to get rid of the jaundice, and extracting with a 25 milliliter syringe, withdrawing the blood and replacing I don't know whether it will replace with blood or replace with plasma or whatever, but exchange transfusions, as it was called. Some more rather obscure tests described on May 22nd, page 138, people from Oshawa General Hospital. RH incompatibility, I think, again, and St. Joseph's Hospital, rather poorly documented. There's an example of on Monday, May 7th, of ARH positive Mrs. Pedherney had transfusion with E2RH positive blood. This is her first transfusion, but she has had several children. Etc. Not very clear. Mrs. Pedherney, looking for antibodies. Out of my depth, I think, in this work. Still, these are the RH incompatible families. Here, for example, on Wednesday, May 7th, it's Mrs. Eakin, mother of a baby girl, May 7th, and a girl, Patterson, Dr. Snelling's patient, born May 8th, exchange transfusion at 6:50 a.m. on the 9th. And a boy, Yemen, born at 8:30 a.m., ORH positive, and exchange on 1:07 p.m. because the mother was ORH negative and had got antibodies against the ORH positive baby, and had developed jaundice and were in danger. So these were exchange transfusions before one knew that it could be treated with the right sort of antibody to get rid of the any RH positive cells from the baby to the mother. baby Yemen samples. Stoot family and Roberts family made them. An oil radio experiment begun on page 158. More RH transfusion tests. I was trying to find out with the help of, or I was trying to help Norma Ford Walker find out if the haptoglobin types had any bearing on whether the mother would get an antibody against Rh positiveness, red cells from the baby, because by no means do all Rh-incompatible pregnancies lead to a problem in the baby. Didn't work out to have any bearing. Set family studied again here, a new family. May 17th, a little baby girl, second mother with the second replacement. The girl, Rob. These must have been families where there was an Rh positive baby to an Rh negative mother, and in multiple pregnancies, because here is an example of page 173, the girl Kelly, third replacement at 12:30 a.m. Maybe that they'd needed to replace her blood more than once. And that's, of course, why I got the samples, because the first sample I could get was withdrawn from the baby, and I could get those the serum from those samples, and then they would be replaced by donation. Trying to make the gels in two parts so they wouldn't have to be sliced, not worth worrying about. Split gels, that's what I was talking about. Further tests on page 180. Happy with it. still trouble as the gels stretch so much and are a little too wide for easy handling, etc., etc. Casting thin gels and turning them over. With a comment that when the split gels were done, one gave trouble in splitting, other okay, but discontinuities were negligible, but it was never pursued very much further. And still trying it though. Various family studies from the RH lab, Friday, May 25th, page 186. Nothing very remarkable, just continuing. Mother Hamilton, query the extra slow alpha 2 beta band, which I later called the pregnancy band. That pregnancy band was published in Advances of Protein Chemistry, where I wrote an article, for which I wrote an article on starch gel electrophoresis, and it was later followed up by quite a number of people, the so-called pregnancy band, and it was later discovered to be something else. Page 192, Monday, May 8th, various samples are taken again, beginning to understand the presence of the extra pregnancy band. Mother Burns may have the slow alpha 2 beta zone. Later, it was understood that it occurred in pregnant women at the end, towards the end of pregnancy, or shortly after the delivery, it could be found, and it was identified. Although I don't remember what it proved to be, but it is now well known. On page 193 and 194, there is a big summary of samples from many individuals, just confirming that they have been checked or not checked with hemoglobin, and what had been observed. It's really a working summary of the samples that have been tested. About, I should think, 40 samples are being looked at. Page on this book is just a note that OS is a Rh positive non-secretor, and that Otto's Hiller's telephone number was changed. and final checks to be done. Grace Carlton, Father Edmund Carlton, and Mother Dryborough, and check marks indicating that they had been checked. So that's the end of Book 7, Roman numeral 7.